Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Tori. Today is Friday, April 30th, 2021. And we begin with Disneyland in California unlocking its gates this morning for the first time in more than 400 days. Only state residents are allowed in. Crowds will be limited to 25%. And even though the CDC says we don't have to wear masks outdoors if we're vaccinated and socially distant, Disney is still requiring all guests to cover up. But while the park is reopening, not all rides are. The Matterhorn, Grizzly River Run, and the Jungle Cruise are among those staying roped off. No matter, reservations are still hard to come by, and Saturday tickets are reportedly sold out until midsummer. Adding to the mad scramble is the new Avengers campus opening inside California Adventure next week. Its big draw? Web slingers, which reportedly tracks a superhero trainee's body and eye movements 60 times a second to make it seem like Spider-Man's webs are coming out of the rider's own hands. Disneyland may be open, but getting there, or really anywhere by car, may soon be a bit of a challenge. There's now talk of a summer gas shortage, not because oil supplies are low, but because there aren't enough big tanker drivers to get the gas to gas stations. According to industry insiders, many truckers left the business when the pandemic hit, and not enough are back behind the wheel. Never mind gas, in Hawaii, there aren't even enough cars. Many rental companies sold off their fleets when COVID brought travel to a standstill. Now, demand is far ahead of supply, and some desperate visitors are resorting to renting U-Hauls to get to the beach. According to Business Insider, it's not just Hawaii. Florida, Arizona, and Puerto Rico are also experiencing a car rental apocalypse.